Multiple people in my family, including my father, are veterans.
Troops that have been to war and now they're back. And
think and be grateful for their service.
Sacrifice, love for their country, just unselfishness.
All that they do for us.
There are some people in this country who take extraordinary steps to provide for the freedom and security. We forget that those people exist.
We know them as the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. They call themselves soldiers, SEALs, Rangers, airmen, sailors, devil dogs, and so much more. We call them fathers, brothers, sons and husbands, mothers, daughters, sisters, and wives. We call them friend and neighbor. These veterans answered the call. Now, we answer theirs. They are the best our country has to offer, and we love them. Today, we honor them, and we serve them. David Maulsby is your host, and he welcomes you to this community of veterans, as together, we are building the Road to Hope.
And we welcome you in. Glad to have you along on this. We've got some weather going on in Houston, Texas. We live in Houston, Texas for 8 months out of the year to live for these few days.
These 2 weeks of cold weather.
Man, has it been good. Good, good. Hope you've been enjoying it, those of you in the Texas area. Glad that you're with us listening on the KPRC AM 950. KPRC Radio, those of you listening through the magic of broadcast, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would please share that with, I don't know, 10,000 of your closest friends and enemies. That would be even more fantastic. It gets free. Thank you for sniffing right.
$3.99. I know. I just noticed that. I thought my microphone was off. It is
Zachary's
not.
Zachary's got some nasal issues going on, apparently. Good to have you.
Sounds like
good to be here.
Sounds like Delta variant.
Stay your distance, please. Stay your distance. Fortunately, that does not go. I don't think it goes. Have they determined? I'm sure they were studying it. Does it go through the radio?
Well, they haven't found a way to milk that for fear yet. So no.
I'm sure they're not too far off. Delta variant travels through radio waves. Be careful.
Testing with some dogs.
Wear your mask in the vehicle by yourself.
See how the dogs respond. Glad to have you. We'll get on beyond the Delta variant nonsense.
Sorry.
Big thank you to our sponsors who let us talk about things other than dogs and testing and Delta variants. Our great friends, Jimmy Chonga's Fresh Mex Fun. Queso makes every day better. So just check out your nearest Jimmy Chonga's. Oh, I'd go ahead and get the Plato Sodado too, but just saying. Queso makes it all better. Our amazing friends, Billy and Connie Stagner, they have launched their toy drive, getting ready for Christmas for the veterans at Camp Hope, their kiddos. And we'll collect those and ship them to veterans' kids all across the country.
I have personally kept them afloat for the next 3 months.
Happy anniversary week.
Thank you. Friday was our anniversary.
Number
12.
Okay.
Of marriage.
Next year is going to be that lucky number.
Yeah. Yep.
So and thank God for 12.
So Connie and Billy are very happy.
It's a long time.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Appreciate that.
We actually got a check in the mail from them this past week.
Good.
Maybe
God love them.
The percentage off of Ramon's purchase. Well, no, congratulations.
Connie makes you a hero. I mean, you just tell Connie what she likes or he likes, and she says, I'll take care of it. Comes back with 3 or 4 ideas. You say you want that one like this, and it's easy, easy, easy.
Yeah. So whatever your budget, they will take great care of you.
Yes, they will.
Connie at Acori, that's A-C-O-R-I, Acori Diamond and Design in Friendswood. Then, because... Well, we have Marine in the studio, so
Yut.
You probably have messes at your place too. Oopssteam.com. Keep it clean, take care of it. It's been a few years since you cleaned the carpets. Might be time. Oopssteam.com. 281-822-0561. How's Zachary Alexander been, other than clearly having some nasal issues?
I'm wunderbar.
Oh, by the way. Got to say this, yesterday, We had a great event, Birdies for Camp Hope. And Zachary there had several of our guys out there playing and sharing some of the stories and raising a bunch of money. So big, big thanks to Lane Ricks, all the folks at Meadowbrook Farms Golf Course in,
yes,
I think that's Richmond. It's somewhere Richmond, Katy-ish.
It's a little bit past Richmond.
Some of those all kind of merged together, Missouri City.
It's definitely Fort Bend County, which, yes, is where we're building a presence.
But
so
big, big thank you to them for doing that. We had a great day, and again, the weather's just
perfect,
fantastic right now. A little breezy. Of course, I was born and raised in Oklahoma, so that's where I learned to play golf, was in wind like we've had the last few days.
Learned to play
but
golf.
Then I unlearned it, and I finally gave the game away. That's neither here nor there. So you mentioned Fort Bend County.
Yes,
Zachary,
I did.
Alexander, what's happening with PTSD Foundation?
We are building a permanent presence in Fort Bend County. Our goal is to have select staff members that is their designated area of operation, Fort Bend County. We're looking at finding an office space / outreach program facility. So not everybody has the luxury of attending a 6 to month or 6 to 8 month inpatient or residential program. So we're looking to bring that program side of the house in an outreach capacity. So looking to have we're looking mainly for either a house with an acre or two of land surrounding it, giving these guys a safe place to come and work on their issues without having to go to a residential facility. Cause like I said, some guys just can't do that. So looking to build a big presence in Fort Bend County.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And grateful for the work being done there by you and your team, and looking forward to continuing to expand the outreach in that area.
Yeah, it's been a...
We basically want to own Houston.
And that's what I want.
I know people don't really know what I mean by that, but I just mean we want to make sure there's not a veteran, a family of a veteran, that is not aware that there's help. And it's right here in Houston, Texas.
Right here in Houston.
And it costs them absolutely $0.
$0. I actually just made a connection today with the Houston area Easter Seals. They have a location out in Fort Bend County where they offer not just mental health, but they are all kinds of resources for the veteran and their family, no charge to either. Reach out to me if you're looking for that kind of thing. Counseling, mental health, autism. They offer a plethora of resources for vets and their families.
He used a three-syllable word.
And again,
somebody keep
free
that
99.
Recording. We'll be back with more three-syllable words in just a moment. Settle in
for a
minute.
See what you did? Do you see what you did?
Well, he also likes Carolina barbecue.
He does. He actually said he prefers it over Texas barbecue.
And he's our guest. I mean, he lives with
us. He lives at Camp Hope. I mean, not for long, but he lives there right now.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was nice.
Marcus, thank you
for the the brief introduction.
We do have
your stay here at
one of our current residents in our program, Marcus. Marcus, you came in, and I asked him earlier, "What do you remember what day came in?" He's 9/11. So he's been here coming up on 2 months, getting close. And you just introduce yourself, Marcus. Where are you from and where you served?
My name is Marcus McCann. I'm 42 years old. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. And I served 9 years in the U.S. Army. I did two Iraq tours and one Afghanistan.
Three tours.
Three of them.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to get into a little bit of your story here in just a minute. I do want to share. Well, we won't spend a lot of time here. I will post some information on our Facebook page. And if you know a veteran that's had some issues with their discharge papers, we'll post this story so you have it. But there's been some class action lawsuits going on regarding the bad paper discharges of our veterans, and the Navy in particular is taking a look at some of those discharges. So there are opportunities for you to continue to fight those. Maybe you fought those at some point in time previously, but now there's been some legislation passed, things going on that might be time to, and again, some legal issues, settlements going on. So it might be time to take a look at that.
Yeah, I don't think civilians understand just what kind of headaches come along with even just a general other than honorable discharge. I mean, a lot of benefits.
For John Doe out there that's, you know, driving around 610 and just happened to catch us, but they care about veterans.
Yes.
They say they do. So explain to them what's happening. Why did some of these guys get bad paper discharges? And some of them in the early days, remember when I was first hitting the streets and talking to guys, sometimes in the very early days, you mentioned you were Army, Marcus.
Yes.
I met a lot of Army guys that were out after some initial time in Iraq, 03, 04, and they were put out. And they called it personality disorder.
Yes, they tried to call PTSD personality disorder.
Right, which they didn't have personality disorder before they went in. So how did, Anyway, so for John Doe's driving around 610, how do they get these bad paper discharges? Why are they getting? Because it is trauma related.
It is, and it just depends on the unit. I mean, there's guys coming out who they made a simple mistake, and because let's say it might be a problem in that unit, well now you get to be the scapegoat. We're going to make an example out of you. So now you're coming out with a general other than honorable discharge. Well now because it's other than honorable, you don't get your GI Bill. You might get your VA benefits. If you get a bad conduct, you can kiss the VA goodbye. And they're giving these discharges. It's there is no definitive answer for that. There's literally an article in the UCMJ, as far as the Marine Corps goes, called it's a general Article 34, Unbecoming of a Marine. So you think about how generalized that is. They can literally hit you with that for anything they choose. Whether it's legitimate or not, they can get you for unbecoming of a Marine, and then now you're getting out the bad conduct, and you can't even get the benefits that you fought for. So for everybody thinking, well, they can just go to the VA, they have these benefits. No, they don't. And now they're stuck out. A lot of them make bad decisions because of, you know, the unseen wounds of war. They just happen to make a mistake, and now the rest of their entire life is affected by that. Not to mention when you go to get a job, and they run the background check, and now all of a sudden a general other than honorable or a bad conduct or you know, a bad discharge pops up. Good luck getting that job, even if that's not who you are anymore. So it's I'm not going to sit here and lie and say some guys don't deserve it and some guys didn't earn that bad conduct discharge, but 9 times out of 10, it was just one guy making a bad mistake, misunderstanding, and now the rest of his life is affected by it. And it's sad. It's really sad. So the fact that these legislations are changing to where these guys can, you know, actually put up a legitimate fight, have their cases heard, have the circumstances seen, and then going from there, it's a huge step forward.
Okay, so I've also heard guys talk about while they were obviously still in the military, they were prescribed certain medications.
Oh, yeah.
It led to addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were discharged because of the addiction. And what was happening because of the addiction.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not necessarily a doctor's fault for putting them on a prescription, though clearly had a part in it. But it's on you to manage your medication.
Absolutely.
But when you're in that kind of a – I mean, it's easy for me to say that sitting here in the comfort of an air-conditioned studio in Houston, Texas, where no one's shooting at me, right? And I don't have to worry about IEDs going off around me. So it's easy for me to say that. It's easy for someone to sit in that judgment seat. But when you're in that tempo, trying to do your job, having to do your job, not only for your sake, but for the sake of everyone who's around you, and you have to find a way to function.
You have to.
So if that becomes the tool that allows you to do that, and then that tool eventually leads you to, appears you're broken, we're going to send you home.
Yeah, not hey. Let's get you some help. We're just gonna kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna remove you. You have a good life. Here's your general other than honorable. That way, we cover our own butts, and you have a great life. Good luck figuring it all out.
Right. So again, it's easy for us, especially to sit and pass judgment on those guys.
It's just once addiction takes over the mind, it's a fight and it's a battle. And for those who've never had to struggle with addiction, you really don't understand that fight or that battle. It's not just as easy as, well, they make a choice to just put the drug down. It's not that simple. It's a literal chemical change in your body, in your brain. It is a chemical malfunction. And it's not just as easy as, we'll just put it down and walk away.
Right. Well, we're going to change the subject, and we'll just do a real hard shift here. So is it a chemical problem that causes people to like Carolina barbecue?
I think so. There's no saving him. I think like maybe we need to put him out the pasture. It's like a horse with a broken leg. You can't fix that.
I know you can't see this, but Mark's got a big smile. He's like, these fools, they ain't bothering me. I'm going to keep on liking my Carolina barbecue.
He did say he had the best ribs of his life
which
here.
Were at Camp Hope. Yes.
He did say that, they so were I'll not cut him. I'll cut him a break.
Yeah, they were not shipped in from Carolina either.
No.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. I think he was from North Carolina, though.
No.
No, he was not.
Don't even try that.
Listen, I'm going to need you to hold that thought process, because here in 2 weeks, we're having one of the biggest events that we throw, which is the Houston Barbecue. Oh. And you will be able to stuff your face with some of the best barbecue in the state. And then I want to talk to you after that and hear what you got to say about Carolina barbecue.
Yeah, we walk away with the meat sweats.
Oh, I walk away right for 2 days.
Okay, so I have to ask, though, because, you know, you got to consider the source of the judge of who's saying these are the best barbecue ribs they've ever had. Did they have sauce on them?
No.
There Perfect. You go. Okay. There well, you then, go. So, all right, I'll cut you
finally,
another break.
He finally he's answered learning. One question right.
He's learning. All right. We'll take one strike away. You still got two, though.
Are you pulling for the Astros? Think about your answer before you answer that right now. Just go ahead. I mean, you've got a nice place to live right now.
Why would you even? You're Look, not. Yeah, he's yeah like, you're not an Atlanta fan. Like, let's just be honest.
I'm not a big baseball fan. I know there's a dump button, but
he
like
said he's not a baseball. Well, there goes his third strike. Back on
is
his
there
record.
There's an eject
there's
button.
There's an eject button. Hey,
I'm not a baseball fan. How can you be an American and not be a baseball fan?
I do like Altuve. Altuve is his name?
Yeah, Jose Altuve.
I think.
You started okay, then you. You ruined it.
I'm texting your driver.
Is Altuve his name? Oh my goodness. This show is lost, and we're not even.
I don't even know how we're going to continue with this show.
We will have to wash the palate, cleanse the palate during this little break.
Exercise them demons.
During this, we're going to cleanse the palate, listen to some commercials, shake it off, deep breath, come back. We'll maybe get into something a little more pleasant. And here are some more from Marcus from North Carolina, who doesn't understand barbecue. We're back. What you listen to while you
if you could see Pastor Maldi's face right now as we're listening to
eat
this.
Carolina barbecue.
Yes,
it is
SWV.
Maybe that's why I've never heard this song.
You like this, don't you, Mark?
I don't.
Yeah. It's good, right?
That's a good one.
I know my 90s R&B.
That what this is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
I borrowed it from your playlist, Mr. Maldi.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of different things on my playlist. Marcus. Three tours. Your first tour, what year?
Afghanistan.
What year was it?
That was 2002. I was actually in Bagram, Afghanistan.
Ooh, that was very early.
Maybe 3 months after the towers fell.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about one of first on the ground.
So you were, did you join the military right out of high school?
Kinda.
What does that even mean?
Let me tell you what kind of. I graduated high school and then I went to college for one semester. And
how many times?
So no, the answer is no. You didn't go. You went out of college, not high school.
Yeah.
So one semester college, then you joined.
Yes.
Just college wasn't it.
No.
Okay, which is cool.
Which happens a lot with us.
Yeah. I would like to have my college years back.
Yeah.
I could make a different choice. Okay, so right into, so you're 18, 19 years old when you join. What year was that?
98. Oh. 1998.
Mm-hmm. So you had been in for a few years, four years from the time you deploy.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you stay in the Army?
I served almost 9 years.
Okay.
About 8 years and
decided
six
three
months.
Tours was enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man,
that's a lot.
Especially if you were in Afghanistan that early.
Yeah.
That had to be
interesting.
What were you doing in Afghanistan that early?
I was 88 Hotel cargo specialist. We basically did a lot of the logistics. We worked on the airfield. That was pretty much our jobs, like rail, air, sea. Basically, we brought everything in.
Bringing it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then two tours in Iraq.
Yeah.
Trauma, obviously, part of it. Were you diagnosed after you got out or before, while you were in?
Actually, after I got out.
Did you go to the VA or?
I didn't for a while. Once I first got out, I didn't really think nothing was wrong with me. I was just ready to get out the Army. So I didn't think I had a problem until I started realizing that I'm not the same person anymore. So,
someone help you realize that?
Yes.
Some family or maybe?
Yeah,
or
family members. Then I just started seeing it in myself. I just wasn't the same guy I used to be.
So, anxiety,
changed?
Anger, outburst, what was going on?
Anxiety. I know for one, when I first got back, like, I just kind of felt out of place. Like, I wasn't getting the same excitement that I was getting over there. And I actually wanted to go back. I didn't even feel like when I was home. It kind of like felt like being over there was home for me.
At what point did you realize that there was enough of a problem that you needed to come to a place like Camp Hope?
Enough of a problem. I think my life kind of got out of control, unmanageable. I couldn't hold jobs. Try to go back to school, that wasn't working. And obviously, you know, I self-medicated with drugs. So my life was just completely out of whack.
How did you get to Camp Hope? Did you reach out or did somebody reach out for you?
I actually reached out. It was someone at the VA hospital that told me about Camp Hope.
The VA in South Carolina?
In North Carolina.
North Carolina? Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they really don't have much going on for combat veterans. You could pretty much, all they had to offer is go to the psych ward.
Which VA was it, North Carolina?
Durham VA Hospital. Durham.
Imagine that.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so when they diagnosed you, what did they say? I mean, did they just, here's your diagnosis? Did they give you prescriptions? Did they say, go see this person?
Well, yeah, I went to mental health and, you know, they gave me their diagnosis and pretty much medications and for PTSD. And then I went to a little small inpatient program in Salisbury VA Hospital, North Carolina. It's like a 2-month program, inpatient at a VA hospital. I did that. And
clinical, obviously.
Clinical, yes.
So okay, I'm going to go back to the diagnosis. So when you're sitting there with whoever and they say, you have PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
What came next? Did they say, here's some prescriptions? Did they say, we want to give you prescriptions and talk to this person? What did they do? Do you recall?
They didn't really do nothing.
They didn't do anything. they just diagnosed you.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Imagine that.
Basically.
But it's a VA. What do you mean?
No, yeah, I know. So,
what do you mean? I don't understand.
Again, for the casual listener here, I know this can always come across as bashing the VA, and that's really not the intent.
It's really not. It's just
what
the truth.
It is. I mean, you just say what it is, and you can take it however you like to take it. But because the typical civilian that's not engaged in this, and you can't blame them for. I mean, they got their own lives and their own issues.
Yeah, they just don't know.
But they just kind of assume, well, the VA's there for them, and that's their job. And by the way, the government takes a lot of tax dollars to pay for all that. So why why does a place like PTSD Foundation need to exist, right? Yeah. I mean, it's a normal and it's an acceptable and understandable kind of a question.
It is.
Why do we need a place like that? And that's the answer, why. Okay, yep, you have PTSD, and then what?
Here's some medications. Here's, once again, some more. And for those of you who think they're just prescribing these basic down-the-line medications, you're absolutely wrong. They're actually prescribing medications that act just like the narcotic that the veteran is dealing with and struggling with. And it creates just as much of an addiction, if not more, than street drugs. Suboxone, if you will. Synthetic opiate. Being prescribed by the VA, and we get these guys all the time. Well, what do you mean I can't take this medication? It's prescribed to me. And all it is synthetic heroin to help the veteran get off heroin. Like, how does that work? We're going to give you heroin to help you get off heroin, but just keep coming back and keep getting more, and you'll be just fine as long as you take this pill. Like, it's the exact same thing, and that seems to be their go-to. Now, I will say the Houston VA has gotten a lot better at not just shoving prescription meds at people and actually setting them up for a psych evaluation, mental health. But let me just tell you this. I once again did another experiment. I called the VA in the beginning of September to schedule a mental health session with my shrink. Not even in person, because they're not doing in person due to COVID. It is a simple phone call. I was told the next available mental health phone call that I could be available to is in February 23rd of 2022. It is September. Wow. So I asked her, I said, well, I want to blow my brains out now. What do I do now? Hmm. Well, we can give you the crisis hotline. We can give you the crisis suicide hotline if you would like to talk to somebody. Thank you, VA. I highly appreciate that so much.
And that's one of the things that I've had some conversations. I don't spend a lot of time with politicians, but when I have had, I've brought this subject up. The VA likes to tout, when they talk about the suicide numbers, they like to tout that the majority of those who are taking their own lives, lost to suicide, are not part of the VA. So they're trying to figure out, how do we get them to reach out to the VA? Well, this is the problem.
Yeah.
When they do reach out to the VA, that's the answer they're getting. And by the way, if you actually do have a mental health issue, whatever it is, but in this case, we're talking about post-traumatic stress. There's anxiety. There's a lot of paranoia. So, okay, so I'm going to call this phone number, set up an appointment, and then that appointment is going to be over a computer, which, a lot of the guys are going to be resistant to that. So they've created this system that then they turn around and ask, how do we, fix this? Like, you've set up a system that completely pushes people away. So you can have a commercial all day long, just reach out. But when you reach out, the response that you get,
I get
you. And the word travels fast. And you don't have to be on a radio show for that. One, if you have a situation like that, Marcus, and you're reaching out to the VA, and that's, you got PTSD, good luck. When you talk to other vets, I'm having trouble. My wife keeps saying, call the doc. Well, I did, and this is what happened. Well, guess what? That guy's never going to reach out to the
VA.
Ever again. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk a little about you came into Camp Hope. It hadn't even been 2 months yet, so you're still quite early in the program. We'll talk a little bit about why you chose Camp Hope and what it's been like for you. Fortunately, you've gotten a taste of better barbecue, but we'll dig a little deeper than just what we eat. When we come back with more of Road to Hope Radio.
After all the jets are in the boxes.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this.
Yeah, that's a good vibe. I don't know about...
You got excellent taste.
Well, it's a good vibe. I'm just saying, I don't know if it's... what I want to hear when I got two other guys in the room.
That's fair.
But that's a fair vibe. Assessment right there.
Yeah. Welcome back. Road to Hope Radio. Got Marcus, United States Army veteran, 3 tours, 9 years in the United States Army. First tour to Afghanistan, 2 to Iraq. Both places not on my bucket list. Probably no one listening is not on your bucket list either. You came into Camp Hope 9/11 of this year. Which was, when did the whole Afghanistan thing fall apart when we pulled out? Was that about a week? Is that right before?
About
or
a
right
week
after?
Before 9/11, because that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I see you nodding your head big time.
Yeah.
Afghanistan vet, when you saw, heard, whatever, what was your response to what you were hearing and seeing, what was going on in Afghanistan?
I kind of had mixed feelings. I really didn't want to look at it on the news or pay it attention.
Good choice.
I kind of just really avoided it, man, because I was actually at the Durham VA hospital during that time, and a lot of vets was watching it on the news, and I just kind of had mixed feelings about it. Not really.
Could you tell when you say a lot of vets were watching it, could you tell what kind of reaction they were?
Yeah, a lot of them were angry.
Yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Understandable. So you're at Camp Hope. And I'll just say really quickly to those, maybe this is the first time you've checked out our show and this is a new thing for you. PTSD Foundation of America, we have support groups for our combat vets, support groups for family that we run across Houston, across Texas, several cities across the country. In Camp Hope, in Houston, Texas, we have a residential program that's not short. You talk about a 2-month program. Is that what you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the whole 2 months?
I did.
Okay. It's just what your story is.
Yeah.
No right or wrong answer, just whatever your story is.
Mm-hmm.
But ours is a long program because a lot of guys that come in have been self-medicating, sometimes for decades, especially our Vietnam guys. They've been self-medicating for 5 decades. So, a week-long things, it's nice and it can be insightful, but it's not life-changing.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so ours is long. We're able to do it for absolutely free because our community that actually does care about our veterans makes sure it happens. And if you would like to be a part of that, PTSDUSA.org, find out all the information, donation. A lot of people use Amazon Smile to purchase items for our residents at Camp Hope, and that's a great way to do it because you get to direct some of Amazon's profits to us, which is pretty cool. It doesn't cost you a dime more. Doesn't change anything. You just use Amazon Smile.
And it comes straight to us.
Choose PTSD Foundation of America Camp Hope as your charity of choice. And whether you're shopping for us, your grandkids, your aunt and uncle, your mom and dad, or yourself, everything you buy, a portion of the proceeds comes to the PTSD Foundation of America. It's a great way to support us. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Because you are at Camp Hope, You see some of the donations that come in the course of a week.
Yeah.
I was on campus Friday morning, and a big old truck came in that got everybody's attention. It was just a really cool-looking truck. Anyway, brought in a pallet of bottled water and a little bit of firewood. It wasn't a lot, but it was a little bit. And we go through a lot of firewood.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. If you want to, I
just say this. If you want to put a smile on the guy's face at Camp Hope,
bring firewood. They will literally light a fire. It could be 140 degrees outside. They do not care. They're lighting a fire.
Firewood is it's non-negotiable. 100% of the time, it's going to put a smile on a guy's face when firewood shows up. Barbecue ribs is probably a close second.
I'd
say Jimmychonga's queso is right up there at the top. That always puts a smile on people's faces. But firewood, we could always use that. But these folks, we like to give out Lifesaver Awards every week, so let me hand out a few of those real quick. These are folks who, out of the kindness of their heart, choose to drop some things off at our campus to take care of our guys who are with us. It includes sometimes, for instance, Girl Scouts of Central Texas, Troop 359, donated, ta-da, some firewood and some cleaning supplies. Because after you have a fire...
Yeah.
Well, you need some cleaning supplies. Anyway, big thanks to our friends at Girl Scouts of Central Texas, Troop 359. Ken Tisdez donated a 55-inch Samsung TV. How about that? You could use one of those. Never mind. Letisa Bauer donated a new refrigerator and freezer for the main office. Thank you, because ours, it refrigerated. It did not look very nice, but... it was there. Big thank you. Lifesaver Award to Letisa. Okay. You came into Camp Hope 9/11, so you've been there less than 2 months. Mm-hmm. What's changed for Marcus?
Well, I know I've been to a lot of programs. I've pretty much going into 30-day programs, short-term programs, and only to go back out and really do the same thing, man. Like, I just never got that healing. Like, something was always missing. But and then I come out to Camp Hope, and, like, by far, this has actually been one of the best programs I've been to because they deal with everything. And, like, they really challenge you to get to, like, the root issues of your problems. Like, you just can't go through Camp Hope and try to just skate through the program and not deal with your stuff. But they really help you to get down to the root of your issues. And, like, I think that's the game changer for me.
Of everything that happens at Camp Hope, and it's a pretty extensive program. It's not just a cookie-cutter approach, right? We treat everybody as an individual. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the most influential thing that you've taken away from Camp Hope? What helped you the most there?
I think what helped me the most is just dealing with other combat veterans that you got to talk to. You know, we all kind of like being through the same thing, and we can express ourselves. And we understand each other, you know. Pretty much outside in the civilian world, like, you know, I feel isolated because, I mean, nobody really don't understand my story, or, you know, they kind of minimize it. But, you know, I come here to Camp Hope, like, it's all family. I think the family dynamic part of it, like you get into Camp Hope and it's just, hey, these are my brothers.
Would you say it helped you feel safe to be vulnerable, safe to be open?
Definitely, definitely. That's probably the biggest thing, man. I felt like even, you know, I haven't even talked to my parents about stuff I dealt with. Like, they just can't relate or understand. But vets, like, they understand. Like, we just got this common bond and we can talk to each other. So I just, like, I was right at home when I got there.
Which is another answer to the question we were asking earlier, David. Well, why don't they just go to the VA? Because you don't get that at the VA.
No.
You don't get the brotherhood. You don't get that peer-to-peer mentorship. You might have onesies or twosies of a combat vet who works at the VA, maybe. But you don't get that brotherhood. All I ever got from the VA was extra anxiety, extra paranoia, extra hypervigilance. It made just trying to navigate the parking lot and find a parking spot at the VA was enough to make my PTSD go through the freaking roof.
It'll do it here in Houston. And they've worked on the parking, but it's still, it's good.
Yeah, it's.
I do. I'm a civilian without PTSD, and I do everything I can to avoid going down there. Our clock has run out on us. Marcus, thank you, man.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story, laughing a little bit about barbecue, though we will try to convert you over. but seriously, thanks for sharing some of your story and finish this program, glean everything you possibly can. It's all free to those of you listening. We do have a crisis line that we won't tell you. Call us back in 3 months, 877-717-PTSD. I'll give it to you again. A combat veteran will answer the phone, 877-717-7873. The website's ptsdusa.org. Follow us on social media. Again, it's PTSDUSA. And again, if you look for Road to Hope Radio on Facebook, we will post a link to the information about that class action lawsuit. If you've been discharged with bad paperwork, you at least get the information. It may or may not be helpful to you, but it doesn't hurt to check it out. Look for Road to Hope Radio on Facebook. We will have the link there. Ramon, happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Go
Have
Panthers.
A great week. Oh, he just ruined it. Go Strohs.